you gotta be something. And Marvin was something. He was really, really something.
I felt that singing it with that kind of music as the background gave me an inspiration. And I asked God that when I sang it, would he let it move men's souls?
Can you see by the dawn?
Them soldiers mad, boy.
Yeah.
Can't believe this nigga's doing this to this song.
What so proudly we hailed.
Kareem, Pat Riley.
At the twilight.
He's good. He's good.
I gotta give it to him.
He's good.
Fucking Kevin's algorithm up right now. Next video is BET Red Carpet Special. The BET Awards. I'm fucking Kevin's algorithm up. That shit was tight, right?
That was beautiful.
No. Kevin's gonna start getting weird advertisements on his YouTube before the videos start.
I can explain.
Sign up for a 12 months free subscription to Jet
Magazine.
This
is how black people meet.
Yeah. You know, being black in America is tough. So when it comes to dating, I don't want that to also be a chore. Yeah.
This is how black people meet. Blackpeoplemeet.com.
Next recording, I have a blackpeoplemeet.com t-shirt.
Yeah.
What's up, guys?
They've been loving the free publicity on the podcast.
Doing some content for blackpeoplemeet.com. This is how black people meet. We used to say that all the time when that commercial would come on when we were in high school. We would go to school and go, this is how black people meet.
Imagine a black people meet ad on YouTube before a video plays and it's Kevin.
Yeah.
Hey guys, from Black People Meet, I'm Kevin.
Yeah. We know being black in America can be a chore. And dating shouldn't have to be. You should be able to find a partner who fits your needs, who suits who you are. This is
I'm going side to side to the Marvin Gaye song.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, say.
To the national anthem.
I call it the Marvin Gaye song.
Banner. Yeah. Way.
0% auto tune.
Of the free. 0% auto tune. Pure talent. Ain't no computers.
This is the ad for Marvin Gaye. Now this is how black people meet. And Kevin goes back to enjoying the show.
Yeah. Hey, sanctified lady.
Sanctified. Sanctified.
Boom, boom, ka boom, ba boom, ka. Speaking of musical artists, you think Marvin Gaye has ever been caught up in a RICO? Because today's Marvin Gaye, Gunna, is currently going through.
Nah, Gunna. I might have went with you if you said Thug.
Nah. Thug is not today's Marvin Gaye. Thug is more like today's Cuba Gooding scene of the main ingredient. Everybody plays the fool sometimes.
I don't think Young Thug and main ingredient have ever been used in the same sentence before. Yeah. That's nuts.
Thug is Cuba Gooding Sr. He's the father of Cuba and Omar Gooding. They all caught up in the RICO. Thugga.
It's crazy.
Home Funk, his brother. Gunna. But Jack Harlow's not involved. And he should be.
And I find that interesting.
Yeah. That's what I find. Why is Jack Harlow not involved in the RICO?
Was he not on the song with them? RICO is tough, man. Like that's crazy. I think that's how they got Bobby Shmurda too.
Yeah.
So I wonder, because I think Thug, that they also released a video of his like initial hearing or whatever, and I think it was conspiracy to commit organized crime and another conspiracy charge or something like that. I wonder what the sentence is for that, like what the minimum is. That's crazy.
Gunna has only got one charge against him. So if he lawyers up pretty well, he might be okay.
Yeah.
He's only got a charge for hanging out with them. That would be pretty nuts
If you go to jail for that.
Yeah. That would be pretty shitty. But Thug rented a car that was involved in a murder. So, I don't know, man. Wallow, I watched this thing today that Wallow had from $1 million worth of game or whatever. Mm-hmm. He had some good thoughts on these young dudes trying to be thugs all the time. It's trying to be in the streets after they've already, like, and I empathize with these kids. I sympathize with them. Mm-hmm. Solely because there is a thing where it's like you get to a certain level and you like, well, I want to, it looks like that water bottle is edited out with that blur on the back. What's behind you?
It's just the blurred background filter. I can turn it off.
What's actually behind you? Curtains?
Yeah, it's just on from the last time I used Zoom. They're a very particular kind of curtain that if you knew what
they're blurry like. Curtains.
Yeah, no, these are regular curtains, you know. They're not very high quality curtains.
Titties all over.
Yeah, yeah. I got the PG
filters on this.
Yeah, it's a family show.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm at a swingers ranch, so they, you know, it's a lot of weird decor.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, man. I feel bad. I feel bad for those, for the guys who are actually innocent in the situation.
Yeah, I think Wallow was making a good point. Cause it's like, think of how backwards that thinking is. It's like, I've already made it out of the hood. I'm rich and famous, but I feel compelled to do hood shit so that people know that I'm still hood. But it's like, no, you're rich and famous. This is what the goal is.
This is what the goal is. This is what we're doing. This is what we're talking about. I think about that shit a lot too. When I, you know, they just reopened a lot of the parks and rec in LA.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a grand reopening for the park that I grew up at.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, all right, I'm going to go. And then I was like,
a little mini Carl popped up on your shoulder. Hey, Carl, maybe that's not such a good idea.
You don't need to go over there. And then the other devil was like, man, you for real, you going to abandon your people like that? He's your homeboy. You too good for him now?
He's a gang member.
Yeah. You too good for him now, Carl? Huh? You too good for the West Side?
Wow.
I never thought you would have switched up on us. I never thought it would have been you.
Not you, Carl.
Yeah. Carl, don't go over there. There's no reason for you to be over there. You're not going to play basketball with him. Those guys are all, they all still play basketball every day. You're not in the shape to play with them.
and that guy is a Muslim.
Yeah.
Carl, you've been reading your Quran.
Yeah.
What would Allah have to say about this?
But I didn't go.
Yeah.
I instead went to go meet my friend's new baby. But yeah.
Did that keep you grounded to the hood in any way? Going and meeting a baby?
No, because it's a white baby.
It was the opposite of that.
Yeah, one of the white babies in the hood. You got to get out of the streets when you get out of the streets.
Mm-hmm. All of that scared straight shit that would come on Mari and Jenny Jones, like that, it worked on me. Like, I never wanted to go to jail when they would like take the kids to jail and they'd be in the
yeah, it worked on me too.
The fake military dude would be yelling at them and stuff.
I want to get an update. Mari's ending his show this year. Mm-hmm. I want to get an update on all those girls who was like, I'm 14 and I want to have a baby. I don't care what my mama says. I yell back at my mom because I want to get pregnant. All those girls that were like, when I was like 14.
Because, and I wonder, do they tell the people that they date now about that?
Yeah.
Like, is that part of their...
My boyfriend is 28 and I want to get pregnant by him. We live together. My mama can't say nothing to me. I'm 13 and I, and it would always be like, she always had on, like, always like kind of like Lindsay Lohan. Like, mm-hmm. With like too much makeup on her face.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 12. My name's Rebecca and I'm 12 and I want to have a baby.
What's a really dark thought is there was probably a makeup artist that worked for the show that made them up like that to be extra trash.
They don't be looking like that.
Can we make her look more trash for the show?
She's not trash enough for this role that she's about to play.
It's Mari, but he's got his director sweater on and he's like, we're missing a trash element here.
I said, I see DC College.
And then the Cars for Kids charity commercial comes on.
For the great car insurance rates in line, go 1-800 General now. 800-588-2300 Today.
It's my money and I want it now.
I have a long-term settlement, but I need cash now.
Call JG.
I saw a meme the other day that was like, me in jail calling JG Wentworth because that's the only number I memorized.
Need cash now. I don't want no structured settlement.
I have a long-term payment. I have an annuity. I wish I knew what any of that shit was. The fuck is an annuity? Next episode of this, we're gonna figure out how to
we're getting our shit together, boys.
Yeah, we're gonna save for retirement.
Next episode, we'll talk to a small claims attorney.
Yeah.
By episode 150, we're gonna be in suits every episode.
Yeah. We should call JG Wentworth and be like, "Hi, we have a structured settlement that we would like a lump sum for."
What is a structure? Okay, so it's like if you get left like a trust fund,
yeah,
but they pay you like $100,000 every year over 25 years.
Yeah.
You call JG Wentworth and go, "Listen, man, I eat a lot of red meat, I smoke cigarettes, I drink whiskey.
I barely got away with killing my parents. Yeah. Now can I
I'm 42 years old. I probably ain't got 25 left in me. I probably got like a good 20 because I ain't stopping my lifestyle. I'm not stopping how I live. I'm gonna continue to drink this yak. Yeah. I smoke Black and Miles all day long. I drink hella Sprite. I love Taco Bell. I probably got a good 20 on me. I'm overweight and I don't work out. I probably get to 63, 64, somewhere in there. I got a lot of stress. Got a lot of kids that I don't take care of. That's stressful. Baby mama's drama, you know what I'm saying?
That might add a year because I don't really talk to them.
Yeah. So what could I get? Because that's what? $2 million? So why don't y'all just throw me like 1.6 and we good?
Yeah.
That can't be how that works.
It probably is.
You tell them how much Taco Bell you have, how much red meat you have.
Yeah.
Because what they probably do is they probably just like front you whatever that you're the balance is, and then they just let whoever is going to pay you the structured settlement just pays them. Like you just sign it over to them and they give you whatever the agreed upon money is to take up front. So they're kind of like a payday advance kind of place, but just for, you know, inheritance advance.
I just don't believe it.
We got a next episode. We'll call and figure it out.
We can't call. I'm not going to call them. I don't like talking on the phone to strangers.
I'll talk to them.
Me too.
I hate having to call people. I call to check somebody, check if something is open. I just let it ring, and then if somebody answers the phone, I hang up. Cool.
I was on Yelp last weekend. Like,
but they're being robbed, and you were their one opportunity to get out of there. No, wait, please. He hung up, and he just gets shot by the guy robbing him.
You was on, what were you saying, Kevin?
I was on Yelp, like, trying to hire movers, and I was, like, doing it via the DMs, and they were like, "Can we call you to discuss more info?" And I was like, "Nope, this is fine."
Nah, this is good. It's good enough for me.
I don't know if I already told you this, but my grandpa died 2 weeks after he retired, and it kind of like haunts my family of like just working your entire life and then finally like at 75 being like, "All right, I've worked for 50 probably for him 60 years. It's time to enjoy the finer things," and then have a heart attack 2 weeks later. Feels insane.
That is crazy. We got to retire early. That's got to be the plan.
That's the goal. You can make your money now so you can live your lifestyle.
True.
Live your life. Anyway.
That's a good message.
Good night.